97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. It is a Thursday morning, and glad that you're with us here. It is the 26th day of September, and glad you could be with us here. Wow, never a dull moment. There's so much going on. Did you hear about that shooting yesterday in near Forest Park?
There's a lot to that story with the man supposedly stabbing the puppy, and then I read that he stabbed himself in the neck.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that my children work in that building. So when I got the phone call yesterday, it's, hey, a guy just got shot in the hallway downstairs at our building. I mean, you talk about taking your breath away for a moment. Now, fortunately, nobody in the building was injured, but that was scary. He did have scissors, apparently, is what he used to stab the dog and himself. So other than that, it was an anxious few moments. And, maybe the biggest challenge for a lot of folks is they're going to have to reconsider secure. I mean, every building, I think, based on what happened here, needs to reconsider their security in downtown St. Louis.
I agree. And this one is what? Just south of Forest Park?
Yeah.
I would argue a pretty safe neighborhood, one would think.
Not far from the Science Center?
Yeah. I mean, the guy having a mental health crisis, they say he was kind of wandering around that building and sitting in various chairs. So I'm sure employees watch this all happening and you kind of look around like, okay, what's going on? And you hear these stories in the news and you just don't expect that, I would imagine, to ever happen at your business where it would escalate in the way that it did with now this man dead and the puppy stabbed. And did the employees have to evacuate? I assume they were probably sent out after the shooting, right?
I think they were locked down in a certain part of the building. As this was going on, it went on for about 20 minutes. It took police. The police response was a little bit delayed for some reason. I don't know if they were in shift change or what, but fortunately, the guy didn't have a gun. He's only armed with scissors, like a pair of scissors, apparently, and was completely deranged. And my understanding is he was tased at least twice before he was shot, and the taser had very little effect on him. So I don't know what he was on, but it was some scary moments over there yesterday. Unfortunately, everybody in that building is okay. Like, there's several businesses in that building, and there's a coffee shop and restaurants on the lower level and stuff like that. So how he picked that particular location, nobody knows. The cop said yesterday, one of the captain, the major who was talking, that he might have been staying at the hotel next door.
I did read that.
Yeah. So yep. I don't know. Nobody knows what that they know of. He had no connection to that office building or anybody in it. But some pretty scary times there, particularly for us when we found out that, you know, two of our three children were in that building when that went down. So that was pretty frightening for sure. All right. Coming up, we are going to talk a little bit later to Dr. Paula Price, because I don't know if you know this or not, but the border czar is going back to the border. We're going to talk about that this morning in the next hour, about 6:20. We got Tom Ackerman in studio. Maybe, and Carl, this may be controversial, he may not want to talk about this, the St. Louis Blues have not done very well in the preseason so far, huh?
That's why it's preseason.
That's why it's preseason. They're practicing, I guess. We're going to talk to Tommy about that coming up at 6:35. We got lots of stuff to get to. Shannon Bream, Griff Jenkins, just a little bit later. We're going to get to all of it for you. But first, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But we're going to have to raise corporate taxes. And we're going to have to make sure that the biggest corporations and billionaires pay their fair share.
Yeah. Another disastrous interview for Kamala Harris in friendly media. She went on with this Stephanie Ruhle on CNN or MSNBC, I'm sorry. And even Stephanie Ruhle couldn't quite believe how she managed to not answer very simple questions.
She doesn't answer the question around if the GOP is controlling the Senate, if she can't raise corporate taxes, where is she going to get the money from, you know, to expand the child tax credit and do all the things she wants to do?
Yeah, Stephanie Ruhle is all in for Kamala Harris, and she tried her best to coach her through the interview, and it still did her absolutely no good.
Well, look, the details for how Donald Trump is going to end the war in Ukraine is by not being weak and not being dumb, which is unfortunately something you can't say for the current administration. It's very simple.
I got to tell you personally, I'm really looking forward to that vice presidential debate next week. I think that J.D. Vance, who is super intelligent, is going to run circles around this clown from Minnesota. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Right now, we know police are still on scene. They're wrapping up their investigation right here. But again, that man is indeed dead.
A really bizarre situation and probably very strange for the people sitting there who witnessed that.
Quite weird for the people who sitting there who witnessed it. My son saw the guy inside of the building and apparently had some conversations with him, trying to get him to calm down. But they said there was no reasoning with him. Whatever he was on, he was completely out of his mind, referred to himself as crazy at one point.
So it sounds like he wasn't just wandering around sitting in various chairs throughout the office. He was also very vocal.
Well, he was vocal. He was screaming. He was frantic. He was dart from one place to another.
And why he was holding a puppy, wandering around. I mean, there's so many questions. Obviously, mental illness. I mean, that's what you can because none of it makes sense. So
probably a combination
of the two. Right.
Yeah, I'd say the dog, according to my son, the dog just looked terrified the whole time. It was a puppy. Basically a pit bull puppy, it looked like, a pretty young one. It's going to survive. Apparently, it was taken to the local vet and the shelter to be dealt with, and the dog's going to be fine.
Yeah, I heard that they'd said the dog only ended up with one stab wound. Thankfully, I mean, I hate to say thankfully, but I mean, that's just so sad. It's just so weird.
It was just insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just thinking about it, my guess is, If details come out about exactly how this went down, and I'm not really at liberty to say, other companies are going to have to take, if they haven't already, take a serious look at how they control access to their building, right? If it's a simple case where you get on the elevator and push whatever floor randomly, and then you walk right out into the lobby of a firm, or a doctor's office, or whatever it happens to be, and you're not in that's not a controlled environment where doors are locked on each side, or it's a vestibule or something like that, you run the risk of something like this happening. Because there's no clear indication. I read the stories in the media and what the police said, that he had any connection to anybody there. None. Just happened to wander in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very random from that perspective, but it should also be a warning to these other CEOs and company leaders and business managers that this could easily have happened in your business yesterday.
Right, and ended much differently. You know, security is something where I'm sure it's not an expense that people want to pay for, because would guess it's very costly.
Mm-hmm.
But my gosh, I mean, nowadays you should absolutely be allocating money for that, because, especially with this nearby hotel, I take it you could have walked. It was that close, the building where this happened,
right,
in the hotel?
Door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So especially in that case, you know, it sounds like this guy didn't even have to drive over. He just walked right over.
No. But you know, that being said, there are also plenty of stories of crime. It's just right up there on Hampton Avenue, which is nearby.
That gas station where that guy got killed.
A guy got killed at a gas station. I've heard stories related to me by my son of people being carjacked and had their car stolen at that gas station.
I used to live
several of the gas stations there.
I used to live off Hampton. My husband and I lived in Southampton, which by the way, I would still say is a nice neighborhood. I know you live over that area, and we liked it, and I felt safe, but it's still like you hear these stories, and it just makes me nervous.
Yeah, you can't get away from it. I experienced I missed by this much. I was on Southampton one day. There's a McDonald's down there and a gas station right next to it. And I went into that.
That's on Kings Highway.
No, on Hampton before you get to Manchester.
Oh, yeah. So
on the left.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, and I walked in there to get a soda or something, and there was a woman frantically walking around on the phone, and I asked her, can I help? What's going on? Do you need help? She goes, my car was just stolen. I was getting gas, and I guess she left her key in it or something, somebody jumped in and drove off in her car while she was getting gas. This is a couple years ago.
There you just have to. Five, it can happen six, anywhere. Now, there are six gas stations within a half mile right there.
Yeah.
I wonder at this point, the people who live in St. Louis, how many people have either witnessed a crime or been victim of a crime? Like, I remember my sister used to work at a bank years ago, and she watched as somebody came in and robbed the bank. He actually came up to her, and she was new, so she passed him off to a different teller. But and he was a serial bank robber. Like, he had I forget the nickname he had, but...
Wow. The Boonie Hat Bandit? Was that him?
I think it was him. I think it was the Boonie Hat Bandit. I'm not kidding.
That pops into my head when I think of serial bank robbers.
This is like 15 years ago, and they said he was stealing because he didn't have money to support his kids or something. Yeah, that's funny you remember that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, gosh, we're living in an age where it's like if you haven't been a victim of a crime, maybe by this point you've witnessed a crime.
The number's growing. Yeah. Let's put it that way, for sure. All right. Let's get to a quick break here on a Thursday morning. Carl, who has our national anthem
today? Well, Mark, 55 years ago today, the Beatles released Abbey Road. So all morning we're going to be playing Abbey Road. But I don't have any Beatles. You know, the British don't sing the national anthem.
Thank you.
But also on this day, the Rocky Horror Picture Show was released. So... Here is the late, great Meatloaf.
Expanding that child tax credit, or you mentioned housing before, giving that extra money for a first home. If you can't raise corporate taxes, or if GOP takes control of the Senate, where do you get the money to do that? Do you still go forward with those plans and borrow?
Well, but we're going to have to raise corporate taxes, and we're going to have to make sure that the biggest corporations and billionaires pay their fair share. That's just it. It's about paying their fair share. I am not mad at anyone for achieving success, but everyone should pay their fair share. And it is not right that the teachers and the firefighters that I meet every day across our country are paying a higher tax than the richest people in our country.
I sometimes struggle to understand how anybody could be stupid enough to believe the continued lie. Now, Kamala Harris is regurgitating a lie here that's been circulating in Democrat ads for 25 years, that the richest people in America pay less than our teachers and our nurses. And it's just not fair. They need to pay their fair share. And the lie is that if somebody is uber rich and they're paying taxes on capital gains because they live off of their investments, Their capital gains tax rate is 15% on long-term capital gains. That hasn't changed in years because they don't have an income. They're not paying an income tax in many cases. But, of course, if it's me or you and we have an income, your tax rate might be, I don't know, the Democrats want it to be higher. It might be 20% or 25% or 30%. It's a fact, but it's not. The way they portray it is deceptive. Sometimes you just can't wrap your brain around how little Kamala Harris understands about the economy, and she's willing to say anything to get elected. Listen to part of this interview with Stephanie Ruhle yesterday, where she can't speak without repeating the same word four or five times. Just listen to this.
And assistance to state and local governments around transit dollars. And looking holistically at the connection between that and housing. And looking holistically at the incentives we in the federal government can create for local and state governments to actually engage in planning in a holistic manner that includes prioritizing affordable housing. And
So is it holistic or not?
It's holistically. Has to compare to holistically, because holistically, it's not holistic if it's not holistically. It's unbelievable how dense she is. And you've got people who think she should be the leader of the free world. It was a simple question she was asked by a supporter named Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC. And even Stephanie Ruhle was dumbfounded by the fact that she wouldn't answer the question. So, hey, Stephanie, it's not that she won't answer the question. It's that she's not capable of answering the question. She's not capable. Plenty of evidence of that floating around out there. We're going to get to Kim on a Whim in just a minute.
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Well, if you were on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it these days, you may have seen that Boycott Coca-Cola was trending.
I saw that just yesterday for the first time.
Well, you want to know why it's trending, Mark Cox?
Because they won't put cocaine back in the Coke. I told them that's the answer to increasing your sales.
Well, that might be one reason why people like you, Mark Cox, are upset. But there's another reason why so many people are saying to boycott it. Listen, this is actually a girl that I went to college with who posted about this on Instagram.
Coca-Cola store website. I selected Diet Coke. And then as you can see, I typed in Harris 2024 and I have personalized it. But then if I try to type in Trump 2024, I am not allowed to do it. The name is not approved.
Let me tell you what she's doing.
Wow.
Okay, Coca-Cola allows you to go to this website and you can customize a 12-ounce Coke can for $7.95. Okay, so you could type in, what do the cans say, like share a Coke with, and I could put
Mark.
Share a Coke with Mark, share a Coke with Carl, whatever you wanted to put. So all these people were going in and trying to type in, as you just heard my friend, Trump 2024, and it would not allow you to do it. But my gosh, are you surprised, Mark Cox, that it would allow you apparently to do Harris or Harris Walls 2024.
Really?
But I went.
Oh my.
So I went yesterday evening myself to this website. I didn't even know this was a thing. Would I ever pay $8 for a custom Coke can? Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, but I go to this website just to see. And they must have changed it because that video, the audio, is an Instagram video where you see her actually typing it in. So it's not like she could make up the fact that that happened. She didn't edit it. I mean, unless she's really techie, which I don't think that she is, she didn't edit that, okay? But by last night at 8 o'clock or something, all of a sudden it was different. Because I was not able to type in Harris or Trump.
Oh, they took Harris out instead of adding Trump. See?
I have a feeling that they changed it because of this boycott Coca-Cola hashtag trending on Twitter. But, Mark, it goes one step beyond that. Listen to what else it was not allowing you to put on the Coca-Cola cans.
Let me see. Let's just try it out. Buddha. Love you. But you cannot even type in the word Jesus. We cannot allow this text on the can. Everything else is good, though. Even if I put, let's see, Satan.
Oh, no, bro.
Hold on. Satan loves you? You could put that. You could put Satan loves you, Allah loves you, Buddha loves you.
But yeah, not Jesus
but,
loves
but
you.
But you couldn't even type the word Jesus. He
oh
got.
Oh, my God.
He
what
got
if your
like,
name is Jesus and well, you just I, want your I, name on the can?
It's funny you say that because I actually thought about that. but he tried to type in J-E-S-U and it wouldn't let him. Okay, but let me just clarify this now. At 8 o'clock or so when I'm researching this story, I myself tried to type in Allah and Buddha and all these things and Jesus, and it wouldn't let me type in any of them.
It's the
Allah
same
and Buddha.
Thing.
So they must have done all kinds of changes once the story started going viral.
Remember a few months ago, maybe it was a month ago, that story went viral about Alexis?
Alexa?
Alexa, I'm sorry. You could ask Alexa to tell you, but she wouldn't talk about Trump, but she would tell you she would brag about Harris.
Yep.
And I saw it on the internet. We talked about it on the show. I went home and tried it, and it was already fixed.
listeners,
you
I remember
would get the
they
exact
were...
same response for Harris that you got for Trump. But before they would brag about it, because we have the audio here somewhere of what a great candidate and choice Harris would be, but she's not allowed to comment on politics if you ask her about Trump.
See, and I'm a skeptic. Yeah. I'm always going to sit here and question, okay, is there any way they could have doctored this? Because there are so many creative ways that things can be altered now. So you always have to question that when you hear audio, see a picture, everything, a video these days. But I totally believe that that's a thing. I mean, you ask people a question, like, you know, go to Google or whatever and type something in, and people act like that's an unbiased response. Like, the results you're going to get are biased. You're not going to see things that it doesn't want you to see, or if it is something that it wouldn't necessarily want you to see, it's going to be buried at the very bottom of the searches.
Yeah.
But people don't seem to log that in their brain.
Well, it's laziness, right? It's also, there's an intentionality that people just don't grasp, because it's like saying, go get me some Kool-Aid or put a Band-Aid on that. I mean, it's a name brand now. When I say, oh, you don't understand, let me Google it, right? Because you default to that. But if you go to a search engine like DuckDuckGo or one of these others, you get much different results from those searches. For example, on Google, if you're looking for a particular subject, for example, and you don't type and you don't specifically type in the word 97.1 or Fox News or something like that in your Google search, you may have to go to the 10th or 11th page of that search before those results start to come up.
Mm-hmm.
They bury conservative media as deep down as they can, so that the first two or three pages of stuff you always get in a Google search is going to be ABC, NBC, CBS,
right.
CNN. Those are always the headlines. They do that intentionally.
Absolutely,
people
they do.
Just aren't aware of it.
Right.
Or they don't care. One of the two.
When I like conservative posts on social media, well, guess what? The algorithm is going to make sure that I see other posts like that. And so I think people get in their little bubble and they think that, wow, so many people, they agree with me. I'm like, no, these search engines are so sophisticated that they are able, almost in real time, to feed you the content that you want. Have you ever gone down the rabbit hole, you know, doom scrolling on Instagram, for example, and you're looking at a video like, okay, you can make fun of me if you want about this. I watched a video of like kids dressed up. It's like a bowl of spaghetti and a hamburger. It was so cute because I was thinking of little costumes for Easton. Yeah, I watched, okay, a couple videos on that. Well, guess what? As soon as I'd click out of one, like five other, it was like whack-a-mole, okay?
Yeah.
Five other videos would pop up. I'm like, wow, well, here's a kid dressed up as cotton candy. Well, that's pretty cute. I better go to the next one. And, you know, 10 videos later, I'm like, wow, what did I just do?
Well, think about how convenient that is for furries, though.
They do, you know, Mark, I watched this video. I actually sent it to my in-laws because there's this guy dressed up as a turtle and he's walking across the middle of a street like, you know, like a turtle would, very slowly. And all these cars are trying to get by and they're honking at him. And it was probably a staged video, but it was so funny because these days you could identify as a turtle and you could walk across the street going very slowly. And who is anybody to tell you that you are not a turtle?
That's a good point.
So I'm going to dress up as a sloth and barely crawl. And if there's a traffic jam, how dare you? I'm a sloth. Okay? This is my truth. Okay? I move very slowly. Let me be my true self. That's what I would say to them.
The sloth at the DMV. There's never been a
A good one.
What was that movie?
Zootopia. Carl?
Zootopia.
Yep.
Yeah.
People all of a sudden might not be in favor of some of these things. As soon as it inconveniences them, they might not be all about the furry movement, if you want to call it a movement.
It's very true. I have a question for you. Before today, be honest with yourself on this, and be honest with yourself if you're on Rumble and you're on the chat on there. We're still locked out of Facebook, but 15, 20 more days, we'll be back in there. Don't you worry. But if you're on Rumble this morning, you can comment on this or you can call in. Have you ever heard the name Randall Terry before right now? Unless you saw it on a social media post this morning. Had you ever heard that name before?
No.
He is stirring up a bit of controversy. And whether you know it or not, he is a candidate for president of the United States. He's actually on the ballot in more than 20 states for November. Now, here's the key to this whole thing. If you are a presidential candidate in the United States and you qualify on at least 10 ballots, you can run commercials, ads, anywhere in the country, whether you're on the ballot in that state or not. Now, he's not on the ballot in Missouri, but he is running ads here that apparently are very disturbing to some people who are snowflakes and get easily offended. Those might be people who claim to support abortion, but don't ever want to look at what it really looks like. And one of those ads is running on Channel 4. I would have to assume then it's running on Channel 2 and Channel 5.
I'd guess.
Because the FCC will not let them turn down those ads if it's a political candidate who is qualified on the ballot to run for office. They're not allowed to turn them down. And we're going to play you the audio from a couple of these ads and talk about what many people say is a controversy coming up right after the break. Stay tuned. So I guarantee you haven't seen this on a T-shirt or a sticker yet. Terry Broden 2024. And the slogan of their campaign is, "Let there be life." This is pretty brilliant, actually. These are people who are pro-life. And they managed to get on the ballot as members of the Constitution Party in about 20 states, which gives them the right to run ads nationwide. And the ads they run are pro-life ads. They don't honestly believe they're going to have a chance of getting elected, but they're using it as an opportunity to spread the word to people in states like Missouri, where they're not on the ballot, about what's going on with abortion. And this is important. Just yesterday, Kim, I was complaining about the fact that there was no organized opposition to Amendment 3 because they're spending millions of dollars in Missouri to convince you that you have to approve abortion on demand because of how awful and repressive the state of Missouri is with its abortion law. Randall Terry, You Go Randall, is running ads locally on Channel 4 and others talking about Kamala Harris and her position on abortion. And in the ads, they show images of aborted fetuses. Well, guess what? People who claim to love abortion find that disturbing. They don't want to see that. They don't want to know what abortion really is. Here's an example of the audio of one of the ads they're running about Kamala Harris.
I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
Telling a woman what to do with her body.
Yes, kill the baby.
Being forced to carry a pregnancy to term. Understand what that means.
This is not a horror movie. It's reality. A vote for Kamala is a vote for murder.
A horrific Kamala is the name of the ad. That's one of the ads they're running. But there are a couple of others, because here's his theory. And it's actually, when you understand what he's doing here, it makes a lot of sense. I'm going to read part of his facts from his website here. Did you know the largest voting bloc in the Democratic Party is Catholic? Did you know that? Did you know the second largest voting bloc in the Democratic Party is black voters? So his theory is, if you can get through to some of these people and speak to their conscience and get them to at least not vote for the Democratic Party because of what it stands for, it could make a huge difference in this election. If people who are truly Catholic and believe what they're taught by their Pope and their church, they would understand you can't support a party that supports abortion. He also is targeting African-Americans in these ads, and he's got people running. He's running this commercial in states all across the country. I don't know if it's airing here or not, but I thought that it was pretty effective. Listen.
What is the leading cause of death in the black community? AIDS, cancer, stroke, heart disease, accidents, maybe violent crime or diabetes? None of the above. The leading cause of death for blacks is abortion. An abortion rate 5 times higher than any other race. If you're black and you vote for Amendment 3 in Missouri, you're voting for black genocide.
I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
I think that is what needs to be on the airwaves, because somehow people, if you just say the word abortion, it's like it you don't have to think about what comes with that, right? You can just look at it as, well, it's a woman's choice and reproductive health care, whatever else they want to refer to it as. And that's just so far from the truth. Anybody who supports an abortion, in my opinion, I'm serious, should be forced to watch one, because that is how grotesque it is. I've mentioned the movie Unplanned, and there was actually a listener who reached out and said that after I mentioned it, she watched it and couldn't get through like 10 minutes of it without sobbing. I mean, they depict one, not every bit of it, but just that in and of itself is so painful to watch. And I just do not understand how you can support abortion, and yet you have to warn your viewers that seeing aborted babies is so, so gruesome that you have to put out a web story and tweet about the fact that this could be very disturbing. My gosh, yes, it's disturbing. It should be disturbing.
Thank you.
Like
Alexis Zotos, who you and I both know from Channel 4.
She was a friend of mine. She was probably my first friend at KMOV.
Well, yeah. She tweeted out yesterday, we are currently running an ad that many viewers find very disturbing, but
good.
Management has told us we have no choice but to run it. And I don't know if Alexis was showing her bias there just a little bit. Maybe.
Well, I know where she stands on these issues.
I have complained about ads that ran on this radio station during the primary, but my complaint about those ads and the fact that we had to run them is that they were dishonest. I was mad because we were running ads on this radio station that were making dishonest claims about good people who I knew were running for office, and that the things they were saying about them were not true. They were telling lies. But the FCC rules are such that you just about can't pull those ads off the air without a lawsuit to prove what the lies were. And then, and by that point, the primary is over, and these political consultants know it, and they get away with it all the time. In this case, what Randall Terry is saying are facts. He just happens to be showing video of some aborted fetuses that the left, who love abortion, don't want to think about. They're not easy to look at. The images aren't, but they shouldn't be.
A TV station in Milwaukee did a news story talking to their viewers about how disturbing the ad was. An entire story was done about how disturbing it is.
Hopefully people are listening and watching and paying attention and realizing how horrible the act of abortion is. And then they're going to go vote no on Amendment 3. By the way, the voter guide is coming out tomorrow. The voter guide will be out tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.